the Catholic Church is again in turmoil and forced to apologize. This after a Pennsylvania grand jury report described case upon case of child sex abuse by over 300 priests and a systemic cover-up by church leaders. We're going to hear now from someone who helped bring the scandal to light by testifying before the grand jury. And a warning, his story is disturbing.
Jim Van Sickle was a high school junior in 1979, going through a rough time at home. A young priest named David Poulsen became his English teacher and soon a mentor.
You know, we would go out and go to the movies. We'd go to dinner. Quickly, you know, alcohol became a part of that. And we'd go drink, go hang out. But very early on, you know, he would touch my leg or he would brush my shoulder.
Van Sickle says alarm bells went off in his head, but he didn't do anything. The touching became wrestling, and one day, he says, it became something else, an attack.
The wrestling previous to that was easy to push away, but in this instance, it felt like he had like 9 arms that I couldn't get him off of me. And I ended that relationship shortly after that, but I was traumatized from that point on.
Van Sickle says he eventually told his parents, and then after he got married, his wife. But mostly, he told me, he stayed silent in fear and in anger.
I've lived the last 37 years in secrecy without letting people know what's going on inside my body and inside my head.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to be part of this grand jury process?
David Poulsen was reaccused, and I received that message from my mother.
Right. We should say he was arrested and charged in connection with abuse of 2 other boys. And he was a member of the Erie Diocese, right?
Correct.
Which people have talked about a lot in this report because they allege that the diocese knew about his tendencies.
Yes, they did. 2010, he openly admitted his tendencies to Bishop Troutman. As far as me coming forward, I was in turmoil. I was scared. I was in fear. But that fear was overridden by the fact that this kid was alone. I only knew of one of the victims at that time. And I didn't want him to live the life that I live, the secrecy, the guilt, the blame. So I decided I had to come forward. I don't think I could have lived with myself if I didn't.
But most of the charges in the grand jury report, unfortunately, are so old that they actually exceed the statute of limitations. So what measure of justice is there for someone like you?
There isn't any. So I had 2 years to come forward. After that 2 years, I could not criminally or civilly go after my predator. Representative Mark Rossi has put forth a bill called the Real Deal. And in it, it abolishes the statute, but it also has a 2-year window, a retro clause that allows us who have been abused outside the statute to see our predator in court.
What's the argument you're hearing from the lawmakers who say it shouldn't be retroactive, that at a certain point we have to close the door for some people in order to move forward?
Well, I know that there are legislators here. There's a large Catholic lobby that's pouring money into this, stopping this legislation. There's also the insurance lobby that's doing the same thing. For me, at 55 years old, I'm not looking for money. I'm looking to be heard. I don't know that I can even prove my own case. Everything was secret and silent. I believe that I have enough information. I believe there's enough information on David Poulsen to be able to make a case. But I haven't consulted an attorney yet.
What's your message for the current leader of the Pittsburgh Diocese, Bishop David Zubik?
If I had an audience with Bishop Zubik, I would commend him for the steps they've taken. I think Cardinal Worrell has made some amazing steps coming from the church to actually take a look at this as a real problem. And I'm talking a few years back.
Right. He's now the head of the Washington Diocese.
Right. But at the same time, my question is, why are we still deflecting the blame? Why are we saying the church is different? You know, Bishop Zubik basically said everything happened before 1990 and all the steps they've taken have improved the church and that there are no new abuses going on in the church. And my response to that is, it took me 30-some years to come forward. Why would somebody outside the statute of limitations here in Pennsylvania expose themselves about their abuse and speak openly about their abuse when they have no recourse whatsoever to deal with it?
In the meantime, I understand you'll actually be going to Mass for the first time since, what, 1985?
Yeah. Give me a second. Yeah, I'm going to go to Mass, hopefully at a Bishop Zubik's officiating a Mass this weekend. I want him to see me. I want the Catholic Church in Oakland to know that I'm there. I want them to know that I support all Catholics. I'm not after the religion, and I'm not after the faithful. I'm after the predators and those people who covered it up. And I pray for the Catholic Church every day.
Well, Jim Van Sickle, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Not a problem.
Jim Van Sickle is one of more than 1,000 victims of alleged clergy sex abuse documented in a Pennsylvania grand jury report released this week. David Polson has yet to enter a plea in his criminal case.